Radio, and it's probably your favorite radio show on K-Chung Radio. I know it's the only radio show on K-Chung Radio that I host, so that would make sense that this is the only one that you listen to, because you're listening to it right now. Okay, and as usual, we have a very wonderful guest. I'm going to sit down, as I usually do after my high-energy intro, and I'm going to ask the wonderful guest to introduce herself today on March 8th, 2016. Guest?
Marissa Takal.
Marissa Takal. I hear the show coming out of those headphones, and I want that, or these headphones. So maybe we should put them. I never.
Oh, this is real.
No, it's not. This doesn't sound good. This doesn't sound right. Do you hear anything? It's crazy loud.
It's very loud.
Does my voice sound bad?
No, it sounds great.
Oh, so we sound good.
It's just loud.
Well, maybe just turn. Like, how about now? Is that better for you?
So much better.
Okay. So it's better for you. It's better for me. It's good for both of us.
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Marissa Takal.
Wow. How do you pronounce the last name?
Takal. Like, you need to call the doctor.
That's funny. call the doctor. Do you have Obamacare?
No.
Do you have your parents' health care?
I'm on the last year of it.
How old are you?
I just turned 25.
Wow. A quarter of a century.
I know.
Have you accomplished anything?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah.
I'm about to turn 30 in a few weeks.
Oh, really?
And I feel like the biggest fucking loser. What have you accomplished?
Do you really?
Yeah. What have you accomplished?
Just like, I think self-confidence overall.
That's what you've accomplished?
That's my biggest accomplishment.
Okay. So, are you process-oriented or like end-game-oriented as a person, as a creative person, as a normal living being?
Process-oriented.
Process, right.
Yeah.
So you can say things like, just confidence and stuff. Like, I was raised to be real, like, results-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was more important, like, when I was growing up, not to understand something, but just, like, to get an A-plus or something, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So as long as I got the A-plus, it didn't really matter if I understood what was going on. I mean, clearly in things like English and, like, history, like, things that I liked, I fully grasped what was going on. But in things like chemistry,
you just need to pass the test.
Physics. I don't need to pass the test. I need to get an A-plus on the test.
Did you?
Most of the time, yeah. Once we got into like really hard shit, like AP calculus, which I'm sure is easy for some people, I was just kind of like, you know, not doing my job as a immigrant child.
Yeah.
You see, I I'm all confused now because I listened to a few older episodes recently, because I'm thinking of archiving all this stuff, and I sound so loud and obnoxious, and my wonderful guests who bring all the good info and personal energy and stuff sound really low, but I'm used
to... You're the host!
No, but I'm used to, like, looking at certain levels here, and them being at a certain place, like -3 or something, and now they're, like, -10, and I feel like no one can listen. No one can hear.
But so, you have to talk a little louder?
Oh, my God. No. I what I'm saying is that I know, okay, I have empirical evidence, right?
Uh-huh.
And I have to go off of that. I can't go off my gut anymore or my women's intuition.
Your intuition, right.
Yeah. You want to have kids?
Oh, my God. I was thinking about that today.
Wow.
I don't
because
know.
Because it's International Women's Day?
No. Mm-hmm. Just, it popped into my head.
So, you found out it was International Women's Day a few hours ago?
Yeah. But on Fitchy book.
Like what time? Like, do you think 6?
No, before 6. Like around 4.
4 p.m. And then when were you thinking about whether or not you should have children?
This morning.
So before that, right? So isn't that what they call felicity? No, I think they call it coincidence.
Yeah.
What is felicity besides a TV show?
I don't know.
It means something.
I saw it written on a painting the other day.
Do you think they were referencing the TV show?
I just assumed, because I don't, that's the only reference I have.
Is it one of your own paintings?
No.
Are you good with words?
Yeah.
Are you better with words or images?
I think words.
Words.
But I make images. I was also just thinking about that before I came over here.
So let's talk about the things you were thinking about. Children?
Yeah.
Words? You think you're better with words, but you make images. What are you going to do about all those things? Maybe you should, okay, here's what you should do. You should make children.
Yeah.
And then, what do you call
that? Teach them how to talk?
No, stab their eyes out mm-hmm. so they can't see anything, like kind of reverse Oedipus or something mm-hmm. like that. And then, yeah, give them the gift of gab. Like, for the first 5 years of their lives, they should only be exposed to early recordings of, like, the great orators or something. Like, you know, all of the greatest orators of the early 20th century when they just came up with, like, recording technology.
Yeah. I should. And then I can bring them to parties with me, and then they can just talk for me.
You could bring them to parties, and then you could just leave them there because you want to be, like, do you like going to parties?
It depends.
Be honest. You might love it.
No, to quote my sister the other day, she was just like, I hate nightlife. Uh-huh. Where I was
but
like,
your
wow,
sister does, but you don't.
I go out.
Yeah,
my sister's
going.
Also like married. You know what I'm saying? She has that security.
You know, I asked her sister to be on the show, and she never got back to me.
Really? Yeah. She didn't say, ask my sister?
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
No.
She's not getting back to me either.
I know she finished a movie. So I went to college with your sister. So let's put that. Full disclosure, before we celebrate and or trash Marissa's sister, Sophia, full disclosure, I went to college with her. And, I know she's finishing a movie right now, right?
She's kickstarting.
Exactly. That a movie, and it has to go to the Tribeca Festival, et cetera, et cetera. So she's probably very busy.
It's very exciting.
Have you seen the movie?
Yeah, I worked on the movie.
I mean, is it done? No, right?
Yeah, it's done. They just have to do like, the sound design.
Right, so it's not done. Like,
no,
you know, that's
why she needs the money.
Yeah, and that's probably why she can't get back to me. And also, you know, I'm not an important person or whatever, although a lot of people think I am.
I think you are. Yeah, I think she thinks you are, too.
No. But really, kids, what were you thinking about?
I was thinking, like, if I end up with a partner who doesn't want to have kids, would I end up being relieved, or would that be something that I would be sad about, or do I want to raise children? Would that be easy?
So imagine you had a partner, right?
Yeah.
And, like, can you imagine a situation where you're the one who has the guiding agency? Like, do you know what I mean? You're saying, oh, like, what if my partner
wants
them or doesn't want
them? Right,
so
that's what I was thinking.
Ever be like, we need kids? Like, we fucking need kids.
Yeah,
right
I
now.
Can imagine
Kurt,
myself saying that.
Or whatever, whatever your partner's name is, Brent.
Yeah, Brent.
What do you think your partner is, your ideal? Or just be a little psychic for a second. What would your partner's name be?
I feel like he.
You feel like he doesn't have a name?
He wouldn't have a normal name.
Oh, really? Like, what would his name be? Fjord?
Something like that. Something exotic.
So foreign. You have a foreign
fetish?
Or
very normal and, like, Jewish. You know what I'm saying?
You like Jew?
That's not what I'm initially attracted to, but that is who I get along with the best.
Oh, wow. Are you Jewish?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
And you get along with Jews the best?
Yeah.
That's a pretty dangerous thing to say. I mean, that plays right into, like, certain Zionist conspiracy theories.
I know. People have to listen up. It's
yeah.
true.
It's like, you know, I love all sorts of people, but the ones I get along with the best are the elders of Zion. They truly are such magnificent people. They're
My
great
people.
Talkers. The elders of Zion, as they tell me tricks of global capitalism and how to control all other races, I truly feel excited to talk to the elders of Zion.
It's thrilling.
It's thrilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get along with Jews. Not the best, but, like, I feel a real comfort.
I feel like I'm one of those self-loathing Jews, you know? Or, I don't know, I never had a Jewish girlfriend, but actually, I don't even know if I ever hooked up with a Jewish girl.
Oh, really?
Isn't that weird?
An ex-boyfriend of mine once told me that condoms were a Jewish girl thing.
A Jewish girl thing?
Yeah.
That guy sounds like a quote-unquote scumbag.
Yeah, he was.
One time when I was 14, I was on the school bus playing, like, kind of doing a little freestyle rap. I still do a lot of freestyle music, lounge songs mostly, but rap, like, around the home, you know, or around friends. And I was doing my rap character named Lil Scumbag.
Mm-hmm.
And the vice principal had heard from, like, out the window. He came on the bus and he said, who was saying that? And you know, I was like, yo, me. I wasn't like, you know, I wasn't like Wigger or whatever, but I was like doing, you know, I was like a little badass. So I was like, me, bro. But like before everyone said bro. And he's like, what did you say? He's like, it's me, Lil Scumbag. And then he's like, do you even know what that means? And I was like, yeah, you know, it's like a you know, dastardly dude. And then he's like, no, it's a little bag filled with semen. Oh, and then I was like, what? I was like, why are you saying that? You know, like vice principal, like.
He was informing you. That's his job. No, he has to teach you.
Yeah, but like he was the one who was taking it to that place.
Totally.
It's like when like a vice principal says you can't breastfeed. Don't show your breasts. You can't breastfeed. It's like, that's your problem, dude. Like, true. Women should be, I should say, if I think a little scumbag means something different, I'm allowed to say it.
Yeah. Which brings us back to talking and language.
And children. And breastfeeding. Children.
Yeah.
Okay. So, now language, right. Okay. So you make paintings more or less, right?
Yeah.
Like, I became vaguely friends with a girl from China who's doing residency, and amongst several artists, I recommended your work to this girl. And I recommended a bunch of paintings, right? Yeah. But also, what do you do with words? Poetry?
Poetry, just constant conversation.
Yeah, but we all have constant conversations. I mean, like, are you expecting to, like, make money off of this interview right now?
Possibly. Like, you show? Never know.
Like, imagine.
Wilder things could happen.
Like, if you recorded this, or if there was going to be a recording online, and you sold it to a collector,
yeah.
Just make sure I get 20%, right? Because my car is all fucked up.
Yeah,
now.
You
need
to get
pay.
Your car out of the shop.
I need to get my car out of the shop. David's shop. It's right down the block. You know, I live in Chinatown. It's right
oh,
down the block.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I live in Chinatown. Very right. And then the yeah, exactly.
Did
I
you walk?
I walked here. I got in a car. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Exactly. So it's, wow. There's no clock there. That clock is so important to me. Okay.
What time is it?
What time do you think it is? Do you have a good biological clock as a woman? What time do you think it is?
9:17.
Ooh, really close. 9:15.
Wow.
I'll tell you this, and I don't want to ruin this for you, but people think when the show finishes, my guests are always like, "Whoa, wow, that went by so fast." Mm. But they're never aware of the time.
Yeah.
You know. So now that you're aware of the time, it might go by like incredibly slow.
These 15 minutes just went by very fast.
Oh, they did? Oh, wow. Well, we've already hit climax. Everything's going to be anticlimactic now that you've said it. So what are you going to do with language? I mean, you think?
I don't know. I was looking at a painting today.
Of yours or someone else's?
Yeah, of mine. And I was working on it. And I was just like, all I want to do is write words on these paintings. But I don't want to make text paintings. I'm just like, what do I do? So I write it on there and then I cover it, you know. And like, that's my little way. Or there's like secret words throughout all of them.
Secret words. You're driven by secret words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, why is secret?
Do you think your paintings are a good reflection of, like, you as a person? Like, what do you think is better?
Right,
what
I
do
know.
You think is better, your paintings or you as a person?
Whoa. I think
about that all the time about my movies. I always think about that. I'm like, wow. Like, me at my best is, like, a million times better than the best movie I've ever made.
That's how I feel, too.
You know? And it's very frustrating for a creative person, like, to do that, to feel like that, I think.
Yeah, where I just want to connect and communicate with people.
Right.
And through painting, I'm doing that, but I know there's a lot of other facilities. Like, I could do that in a lot of other ways,
too. You're doing
that
through painting, but, like, are your paintings
but no
really,
one get
really as good as, like, the
no.
way you do that in your day-to-day?
No, I don't think so. So that's why.
So then who are the best artists? Like, Duchamp, Warhol, and probably a bunch of women I've never heard of who, like, incorporated, like, you know, the praxis of life as their, like, practice.
Right.
Do you know who names some?
I can't think of any.
But
off the top of my
head
right
you
now.
Know, it's like if you decided one day, like, I don't know, Lee Lozano or something.
Right.
Yeah. Or The Situationist. but if you, exactly, haha. But if you decided to do something like that, and like, fuck it, I'm gonna give up painting,
yeah,
and I'm gonna, like, the praxis of life is gonna be my work from now on, you'd probably think, wow, I'm so cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then people who know more about art than you or me are like, well, these 17 women and these 10 Brazilian men already did this.
Yeah.
Every year they do it.
So that's where painting for me becomes unique. Not that, like, painting is a unique
no, it's
medium.
One of the oldest in the fine arts.
Yes, exactly. But there's something about the confines of that that
right.
is like, okay, well, I'm stuck with this thing, so I'm going to try to express myself as best as possible, like on this rectangle.
Yeah.
Or on all of these rectangles or all of these squares.
Yeah, but the problem with that, right, is that, like, it's very subjective, so, like, how do you convince other people that your paintings are, like, good or better than other people's paintings?
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty tough. It's like, you know.
Oh, well, when I won that grant, one of the guys came up to me, and I sent him, like, a McPoem. In the application, I sent one of my McPoems, and he came up to me, and he was like, oh, my God, your stand-up was so great. And it wasn't stand-up, it was just the McPoems.
Yeah.
But
it's interesting that you called it a McPoem.
Yeah.
Right, because you wrote them specifically for Marcel's poetry.
I didn't. Oh. I had already written them. Oh. It was a poetry reading, but.
But why did you call them McPoems?
Because on YouTube, it's under McPoem. And it was at McPoem.
Oh, you sent him the video.
The YouTube link.
Right.
Of me performing.
That makes more sense.
At McPoems.
I recently did McPoems, and I loved it. I'd never gone, and I loved everyone's performances. And
it's so fun.
It is really great. And Marcel is actually another artist that I recommended to this girl, because I think Marcel is I really like his paintings a lot. I think they're really cool and, like, funny, and I want one.
Yeah.
And two, I think he's kind of like a force to be reckoned with and hasn't quite gotten the traction that I think he should have yet in LA, and I just hope he does, because I do think he's a force.
I agree, and I think he will.
I think he will too, but I just think him, he deserves it ASAP, in my opinion, you know, and I want him to get that. I want to get him on the show here. I've never had him on the show.
Yeah, make it happen.
Maybe in a few weeks or something. Yeah. Marcel, I know you're listening. You bastard.
He shouldn't be.
No, I gotta break it to you. I know I promised you, like, a lot of people would be tuned into every last word of yours, and that's why you agreed to come on the show.
Yeah.
But there's literally no one listening.
It's really liberating. I had a radio station in college, and no one ever
listened.
You had
your own station? Mm-hmm. You had your own station.
Oh, no, my own channel.
Show,
yeah.
Show, at your college radio station?
Yeah.
Where did you go to college?
The San Francisco Art Institute.
Wow, at SFAI.
Yeah.
Huh. Now, I was going to say, did George
Kuchar?
Yeah, teach there?
Yeah.
He did? Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Big time.
So, yeah, I know some guys who went there.
Yeah.
Like, did Zach Tucker. Shipko?
Tucker. Yeah.
Tucker, exactly.
Yeah, we made a movie together.
You did?
I acted in it. I was a star.
Which one?
It's never come out. It's called Cycle Sisters.
Wow.
It's 4 years old.
It will never come out.
I don't think it will.
Wow. You know, I had Tucker on the show before, actually.
Oh, yeah?
With your other friend, Vish. They were on together. Vish later was like, dude, why the fuck did you put me on the show with that guy? He's so fucking boring. No, but I love Tucker. And I love Vish, too. And no shade to Tucker. I mean, it's just, let's all be honest. Okay. that's Vish's opinion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
like,
his opinion.
Like, fuck it. You know, everyone should be open and honest with each other. That's the culture we live in. I think Vish's main problem with Tucker is that Tucker said that his dream was to, like, have a family.
Right.
And then Vish is like, dude, that's so fucking boring. How could you let that guy talk about this shit? I'm like, Vish, there's value in, like, everyone's perspectives. And he's like, no, that's fucking stupid.
Oh, my God.
Do you like my Vish impression?
I've never met Vish.
Oh, right. You never met him.
No.
Well, you know, he wrote a poem about you.
Really?
Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
It's at my house. If you call me, I can read it to
you.
Oh,
my God. Wow, that's so cool. Yeah, he, like, sent me a message on Instagram, and I...
When he was staying at our house, he wrote, like, hundreds of poems.
Wow.
And then one of them was about you. It's really good.
Oh, I have to hear it. Oh, my God.
The one line I remember that's so good. I don't think this is insult. I think this is beautiful.
Uh-huh.
He goes, you sometimes dress like a snowman. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that's really funny.
Isn't that
funny.
Great? Yeah, Vish is my guy. He messaged you on Instagram.
Yeah, and he asked to go to my studio, but I was out of town.
He's a great guy. Like, see, now Vish is someone, I love Vish's paintings. I have one of Vish's paintings in my home, and I think I enjoy them personally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think his greatest talent, though, is in painting. I think his greatest talent is his, like, again, his gift of gab, right? And that's kind of, when we were talking about that earlier, I was thinking about Vish, because I always tell him, I said, Vish, your greatest asset is your ability to scam. You're like basically like a con artist. So you need to figure out a way to make your art practice like conning people. Like do a bunch of like scams and document them really well and in creative, you know, visual ways. And then like that'll be your art. It'll be like this documentation / performance art thing where you're conning people and scamming. And then make them all these scams in the art world. Like, you know, like go to an auction and like buy something, but then don't pay for, you know, like just do, or like, you know, convince these collectors that you're like this other Indian guy, you know, and like just sell them a work. And then like the documentation of you selling them that work is the art.
Yeah.
You know, and then they give them that. Yeah. Also, and then they'll feel like, you know.
Because they were part of it.
Exactly.
What did he say?
He's too lazy to, like, I'm the conceptual genius here. He's just going
to be a tag team.
Yeah, exactly. He's just my
He's the body.
Yeah. What about that body? Do you like to objectify men?
No.
No?
No. I, like, used to write a lot, like, a lot of, like, fantasy, like, erotic. Kind
you
of
did?
Poetry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I stopped for a while.
What's a good line from one of your erotic poems?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck? That's not very poetic.
What did I say?
I mean, I guess it's erotic, but it's not poetic.
Something like, I, like, we used to fantasize a lot about my across-the-hall neighbor, what I used to live in, historic Filipino town.
Uh-huh.
Your old stomping grounds.
Is this a line from
Paul.
The poem?
No, but one of the lines was about him and his ex-girlfriend, and it said, I fantasize about you hitting her with your car. Your dick is so hard.
With your car?
Yeah.
Hitting her with your car.
Your dick is so hard.
Yeah, that sounds good.
You're hardly aware of how little I care. Say leave if I dare. I dare you to go.
I dare you to go. Let me ask you, though. Is that an actual fantasy you had?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. No, I didn't care about his girlfriend, actually. But I did want to sleep with him.
You did think about him.
Yeah.
You ever look at men, you think, like, what's the penis like? You do?
Yeah, not often, uh-huh. though.
Not often?
You know what? I'll be honest.
So you do
Not every time. Not every time. Yeah. But I'll think about it. Like, yeah. I'm hanging out with a guy.
Are you a dick girl or a face girl?
Neither.
You're a mind
Personality.
Girl? A mind girl.
Yeah, mind.
You know, because they say it's like, are you an ass man or are you a tits
right.
man?
No, it really doesn't matter what you look yeah. like. Uh-huh. It's all about.
So you're one of these girls who's kind of into schlubby guys?
Well, I was talking with my therapist the other day uh-huh. about how I've never dated someone I've been, or like even slept with someone I've been like remotely attracted to.
You just sleep with these schlubby
but
guys.
But I'm attracted to who they are, but like physically,
right?
They're, you know, there's.
You've never even had a one night stand with someone that you thought was so hot.
Not so like Damn. Hot, but not
so,
like so.
So
like, oh, holy shit!
Do you think that that's actually part of your thing? Like you. At first, in order to become aroused or to feel confident enough to, like, take over or whatever, I don't know what your sex style is,
mm-hmm.
but do you have to think that you're, like, better than the guy? Like, better looking or like that they're worse than you or
no.
something? No. No? Because
sure? I think that they're really cool.
You think they're cool, but, like, in yeah. terms of looks, do you have to be like, okay, well, this guy is clearly, like, I'm, like, you know, I'm like, a 9 and he's, like, a 4.
No. I've yeah. never thought that. But maybe that was my low self-esteem at the time.
I never think in weird numbers. It's weird that I use those numbers. I never. I think I'm channeling partly Vish now. Because, like, I never.
Because he's a 10?
No, because he says dumb shit yeah. like that. Like, I never talk in numbers.
Yeah, I never think
although,
in numbers.
Although, to be fair to Vish, he, like, it, he celebrates women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's always like, she's a million. Like, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, she's a million. And, like, you know, that's his opinion about, like, thousands of different women. So.
Makes it kind of invalid. Or it's
no,
just great.
It's
he feels
great.
That way about
he
everyone.
He does. Yeah, he has an ecstatic personality.
Yeah.
Did
Can't
you
wait
li-
to meet him.
Did you like going to San Francisco Art Institute?
I didn't for the first 3 years. And then
the
last, like, 3 months, I really enjoyed
Damn,
it.
Damn, I would have been fucked. You know, I finished college in 3 years, so I would have been fucked if I was like
Oh,
you.
Yeah, you would have hated it the yeah. whole time.
I think that Tucker's greatest work so far
mm-hmm.
is the first movie he made there, which is a great indictment of art school called Why Are You
Oh
Weird?
My God, that movie is so good.
That's a great movie. Like, if I was a young actress or a young anything and I saw that, I'd be like, I want to work with Tucker.
Yeah, that movie is
yeah.
amazing.
So that's a milieu that he should have explored more, I think. But, yeah. you know, part of what made that movie amazing is the great performance from Zach Shipko.
Yeah,
shout
he's
out.
Great. Shout out. We have the same birthday.
Are you? Oh, what is that?
January 26th.
Cool. Are you friendly with him at all? Do you see him around ever?
I see him around, and we say hi. Sometimes we don't say hi.
That's okay.
Yeah. I'm okay. I'm really okay with that. Sometimes I like not saying hi more than saying hi.
Do you see the person, though?
Always. It's weird. That's my go-to is, like, I'll look at the person, and instead of just immediately going up to them because I know them, I'll look the other way.
Just, I see you. You see me. Like, what are we... Like, if I had something great to tell you, I'm like you. I do that.
Sometimes I won't make eye contact. I'll just see them from across the room, and then I'll be like, and even if I like them.
There's
something about
much.
The, like, oh, you have to say hi to everyone. It's a whole thing. I know. And you talk to
but then there are people that you do always say hi to, right?
Yeah, and it's those really nice to talk to them.
And those people are your real friends.
Well, I was talking to my actual good friend, and I was like, we didn't talk at this party the other night. And she's like, yeah, that's because I just, like, see you every other day. And
who's that?
My friend Nora.
Nora what?
Slade?
Yeah. Who is that? Do I know her?
She makes she makes those t-shirts Waggy Tee.
Waggy Tee?
Yeah.
I don't usually allow advertisements on the show.
Of other clothing.
Or of anything. No. But, like, what do you...
She makes these amazing...
What is Waggy Tee?
It's, like, her t-shirt company, and she makes these, like, handmade amazing
I was
going to
say, is it one of those things where people just fucking, like, pick a design online, and then she, like,
no,
fulfills the order?
No, these are, like, beautiful
handmade
things. And she's a painter, too.
Right,
she's
so
an
she sells
artist.
Them for, like, $119.
Who knows? Maybe more. I hear her prices went up.
Do you have any other shirts?
Yeah, I have 3 Waggy things.
You got them for free.
No, it was a trade for taking care of her dog.
Oh. Dogs, so it's fine.
Yeah. So how'd you know that?
I mean,
women's
intuition? I'm a good psychic.
Yeah.
I'm a real good psychic.
I like dogs.
Yeah, of course. Who doesn't? Are you hip to this app that's very popular now with the cats?
No, I don't really like cats.
Yeah, me neither, but do you know this app?
No, what is it?
Joan, the main squeeze woman in my life. She's into it. It's like, I don't know, it's like Natsumi Hiko or something. And it's like, it's just that you have this backyard and you leave like toys around and cats come and play and you can check in on it. And it's like, oh, there's a cat playing there now. Let me take a screen grab.
Neopets, right?
Yeah, kind of, but not really. You don't have to like feed them.
Oh. It's so boring and weird.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, if you're the sort of person who likes going through Instagram feeds to like, find animal pics.
Oh yeah, that's not a thing I do.
Then you'll love this.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
I'll have to recommend it to people who do that. I don't know anyone who does it. I know one person who does it.
So you're not really going to change your practice. You're not going to stop making paintings.
Not anytime soon.
Yeah,
but I think eventually.
Yeah, well, once you get rich,
right?
Well, once you're like, wow, all of these paintings have made me a total of $3.9 million in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So now it's So now I can just start, like, writing. Of course, at this point you're age 37 or whatever. But you're like, now I can just start writing.
Yeah.
Like, or just, not even writing. Now I can just hire someone to follow me around and write down the things I say.
I was going to say, if I, like, did the whole, like, live through art thing, I would just, I would document everything. So I just make someone
like
follow
Warhol.
Me around. Yeah.
Even your receipts, right?
Have to save all of my receipts, show where I go shopping, how much I spend on things.
What do you think is like I don't think I love clothes. Right?
Yeah.
I love clothes. But I don't think it's correct to spend like money on clothes. Like I spend very little money on clothes,
but I
love it. What do you think is okay to spend money on? Like a lot of money. What's okay to spend more than $50 on?
I think like I'm trying to think.
But remember, you're a white woman from a upper middle class background.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're necessarily living off of that right now.
Yeah, I'm not.
But at some point you might have.
I was growing up, yeah.
No, but I mean even as an adult, at some point that might have factored into your like support system.
Right, but I never was into spending money and my mom was very...
She was supportive of that or she was like, spend money?
No, she was like, don't spend money ever.
Oh, good, yeah.
I wasn't frivolous. She was like...
She taught you not to be frivolous.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what were you going to say, though? Now that we've established that you're a white woman in America, raised, what would you enjoy spending over $50 on?
What would I
today?
Enjoy spending over $50?
Yeah.
Nothing. I don't want to spend over $50. But...
What do you think it's okay to spend over $50?
On clothes?
No,
anything.
Not on clothes, on anything.
I justify buying, like, art materials for more money.
Oh, but that's,
that.
Like, practical.
You know what? A pair of shoes. Like, uh-huh. You could get a pair of boots, spend over $50. I just bought what happened that I thought was a steal. I went on eBay.
Right, eBay.
And I found, I watched the Isaac Mizrahi Unzipped documentary.
Oh, right, from
for,
the
like,
late 90s.
Mad long ago. Yeah.
His daughters are in it and stuff?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
I know what you're talking about, though.
I love that
He's
movie.
A wild man, yeah.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. But so I was feeling inspired, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to look up vintage Isaac Mizrahi on eBay, which I already had, but I revisited it.
And I
saw this really cool, like, alpaca, like, yellow bomber, cropped bomber jacket. And it was $40.
So roll.
Steal. But roll with it. I think if I hadn't just like won some money, I wouldn't have gotten it. You wouldn't have $40 for too much.
So now the Hort Man Foundation knows really what all that money is going towards. All the
my
art.
My cool looks.
Well, I was going to say, though, it is interesting. Like, okay, so both you and I agree that maybe, like, what the this is also going to sound egomaniacal and empathetic. Hey, don't you think that this is just as good as you visiting your therapist? Do you know what I mean? Aren't you getting
so
just
similar.
As much out of this?
Yeah.
Okay. So since we kind of agree that we both think that we ourselves are just so fascinating and maybe our artwork or whatever, the creative work, doesn't quite reach those highs of enjoyment that just being around us would.
Right.
I do find it interesting in that context that watching the Isaac Mizrahi documentary and loving him as a wild-ass character inspired you to buy his clothes.
Right.
Like knowing him and his persona and, like, his opinions and his, like, tone, like, really did influence you to value the clothes more, mm-hmm. not on a purely aesthetic level, but on this, like, overall aura level.
Totally. Isaac Mizrahi's clothes are really gross.
Yes.
And then correct. He started doing the line for Target, which, you know, whatever.
Whatever. Make the money. Make
yeah.
the money.
But
I think they probably saw a documentary, too. They're like, we want to work with this guy.
He seems manic, but fun.
Yeah, yeah exactly.
Yeah, it was, you know what? It was me relating to him as a person.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, I want to support this. I need to. Also, I was feeling nostalgic about, like, New York City, like, 1990s, like, fashion. Right. That was, like, sort of what I grew up on.
Yeah,
and
so I get like, it. Tumblr. 90s Tumblr.
Well, no, 90s. Well, that's, like, where when I was younger, I was really into, like.
But you were really young.
In the 90s? Yeah, I was, like, really into cool stuff when I was young.
When you
and
were
then
six
I just
years
plateaued.
Old, right?
Yeah, I was, like, going to, like, vintage boutiques and shit with my mom.
Right. Well, your mom was just, like, cool.
She was cool.
And I met her recently, and I would say she is still an interesting person. I don't know if she's cool. She's, like, you know, like, if I'm interesting when I'm, like, in my whatever, like, 50s, 60s, then I will say, yes, I'm cool. To be interesting in your 60s is to be cooler than cool.
Yeah, much better than being boring. Who wants to be boring? Well, here's the other question.
Mm.
Is it, like, more respectable or honorable to have a really lame personality but make really moving art?
I was actually going to say something a little bit more divorced from our conversation, but really similar. Like you're like, who wants to be bored? And I was like, well, is it better to be, like, boring and, like, take down a murderous regime or be really interesting but the leader of the murderous regime? Like, I don't know. What would be better?
I don't know. I mean, who would you want to be around? Obviously, one person is more charismatic. The leader.
Yeah, exactly. Like, obviously, one person, like, you might have more
they
fun.
They have followers and shit.
You have, might have more fun if you're on his good side.
Yeah.
But you don't want to get his bad side. Trump. I'm thinking of Trump.
Yeah.
He
doesn't seem so.
No. Okay, so let's get back to your hypothetical.
Like all these people you meet who, like, make really cool art, but then you meet them and it's so disappointing.
Like who? The fear that just washed over your face when I said that. The fear.
Well, I can't think specifics. Just, like, people I've been like, oh, fuck, like, the work you're making is so interesting and it's some of my favorites. And then, like, favorite thing as I look at, or it's very inspiring, and then I meet the person. Sometimes it's
where
great.
Are you meeting them on an astral plane in your dream?
I meet them at an opening, so it's kind of unfair.
Yeah,
too.
Like you're
or
not
they'll come to my studio, and
oh, really?
It'll be kind of like boring and weird, and I'm just like, I don't understand. It's definitely not me because I'm bringing the pep, you know.
Well, could be you.
Who wants to bring the pep all the time, though? That's what
me.
And you feel fine with it? You don't. That's just you. You don't feel sometimes like you're overcompensating.
No, because it's fun for me. Because I'm having fun.
Right.
Like literally, like, this is a problem I've had with, like, I think a lot of my partners is, like, we'll go places and, like, I'll talk to people and, like, have a good time. And then later, my partner, whoever it is, more often will be like, oh, that person was, like, so boring. How could you talk to them? Like, really? Like, I thought they were really, like, pretty nice.
Yeah.
Like, no, they were so fucking boring. Like, didn't you notice that, like, you were just, like, talking the whole time? I'm like, no, like, I don't know. They brought it out in me.
Right.
You know, you reward the person for bringing it out in you. I don't know. I guess I sound pathetic.
No, I mean, you're also a person who's good at having a conversation and likes to talk a lot.
I feed off of other people.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, that's interesting that you would feed off of someone with low energy, and it would give you a lot of energy.
Well, because of the thing you're talking about, a lot of the time when there are people with, like, low energy, but, like, let's say for some reason I know they're smart, or I've heard them say, like, something pithy, or I've heard them, or I've seen what they've done, whether it's writing or a piece of art or whatever, like, I'm like, ooh, this person is, like, really smart, but, like, they're just shy.
Yeah.
Or they're, like, you know, low energy or resting bitch face or whatever. And all that stuff, I like it. I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm like, ooh, I need to, like, perform. I need to be the dancing monkey for this person because right. I think that they're interesting. And, like, their British sensibility, their wry tone, you know.
Yeah. I get it. Have, like, you ever met your match?
Yeah, whenever I meet people who have, like, my energy level yeah. In social situations, I always, like, shut down. Mm-hmm. I hate competition. I hate competition, and I just turn to, like, a total dweeb loser, and, like I just, like, fade into, like, nothingness, and I just, they take the floor.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, I kind of, like, my soul exits my body, and I'm just, like, watching myself, like, with my head down, like it's, like, a middle school dance or something, you know?
Yeah, you're defeated.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, this person is so much faster, cooler, smarter, funnier, wow. hotter than me. But since I mostly,
meet people with no personality.
No, like, more often than not, that type of person is, like, a really aggressive dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, an aggro bro or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just, like, someone who, like, doesn't want to listen, like, doesn't feel, like, feels entitled to just, like, even though, like, I talk a lot, I do feel like I'm a pretty good listener. Mm-hmm. I feel like I make eye contact. I care, like, what yeah. people think, more or less, you know? And I want to get to the heart of them. Like, that's why I like this show. Like, I really want to get into, like, people's, like, inner, like, soul or something.
Totally.
You know, and, like, you know, like throw it up into the air and let it explode into a million pieces. But, but like, you know, these aggro bros that will, like, shut me down, they're just, like, they're meatheads, you know?
Yeah. So why even compete? There's no...
Well, what I'm saying is I don't hang out with people like that yeah. really too much. So
in passing.
Just...
Take one for the team.
Exactly. Like, your sister probably meets people like that all the time. Like, Hollywood's full of them.
But her energy is really upbeat. She's very upbeat.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So she's the upbeat one in your family?
Yeah.
Do you like not being an only child?
Yeah.
You don't wish you were an only child?
No. I was kind of an only child for a while. Not kind of, but she was away for a while, like at college when I was younger.
I thought you were like away, like in a sanitarium. She, you know.
She went away.
They had to
But she did. And then she, like, met Larry, and that was kind of the two of them. So it was
What's
sort of.
What's your guys' age difference? 9 years?
Me and Sophia?
Yeah.
5.5 years.
Oh. Well, yeah. That's like me and my brother.
It's a nice distance.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's like you love her.
Yeah. Didn't always love her, though. Hmm. I did always. I didn't always like her.
Yeah.
You know how it happens.
Americans, you know? They don't value family enough. Growing up. But then when they grow up, they're like, oh, I got to reassess, or this is going to turn into one of those, like, death of a salesman things.
Right. No, I really love her.
Yeah. You love drugs?
No.
Okay, cool.
Do you?
No.
Yeah.
I've done mushrooms a few times, and I find that to be a great experience. But uh-huh. I'm not, like, fiending after shrooms or something. What do you get off on? What are you, like, too addicted to?
Coffee.
How many cups do you have a day? Three?
Well, no. I don't even drink that much coffee.
But you have to have it in the morning.
I have to have it. It, like, affects me in a really crazy way. Mm-hmm. Like, today I made a French press, which I don't usually do.
Uh-huh. Who bought you that? Someone for Hanukkah?
I bought it for myself.
Huh. With the Hort Man money?
No, before then. When I was
Did it cost more
struggling.
Than $50?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And so I made that, and I sat outside, and it was really nice, but I kind of drank the whole thing right away, and then it ruined my day.
Isn't that like 3 cups of coffee, a French press, or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was, like, reading, and it was really nice.
What were you reading?
The Fuck Seth Price.
Oh, yeah,
which
I
my
love
friend
that.
Just lent me. Yeah, I just started reading it.
I
I'm
love
really
that.
Into it.
It's
yeah.
great. It really it's says funny. Everything. Because I'm on a different project right now that's going, like, super fast and super well. But, like, a month ago or 2 months ago, I'm also writing a TV show about the art world. So I read that kind of, like, as an accident. I went to the Seth Price show, and someone said, you got to read his
yeah.
book. And I was like, I don't know. And right. I picked it up, and I read one page, and I'm like, this is fun.
Yeah.
And it really, I don't know what you think, but I think that book, like, says everything that people know, people who are inside like a certain set of the art world, like know all of these things about like how the system works, how it's so broken, all how dysfunctional and fucked up and corrupt and all this stuff it is,
yeah.
And like all the machinations that go on in the mind of an artist who's trying to feel relevant in that. But like no one really has articulated it, I would think, as well as this book.
Totally. That's what I was thinking too. It's really, it wasn't a real, it didn't give me any anxiety. It just made me feel, yeah, he just laid it out.
You told, yeah, I mean, like, I talked to someone actually who read it who was like, oh, it made me feel so depressed. And I was like,
no.
Like, okay, I can watch a movie that's literally just like theoretically like, depressing or about like suicide or about like something really dismal or something. But if the craft of it and if the storytelling of it is really good, like, that's going to be an uplifting experience for me. Like, yeah. I can just get off on the quality of the work. The subject matter, it doesn't matter to me in a way. Even though it's obviously important to maintain my interest. Like, I think the book is full of really great pithy observations and stuff. But, it says really dark stuff about the art world. But I found it to be inspiring when I was reading it.
Yeah, I felt inspired. I'm not finished with it. I'm only like a quarter of the way through.
Yeah,
but I felt inspired by it.
Yeah, it's a good read. Yeah. Well, let me know what you think when you're done with it.
I definitely will.
Have you met that guy?
No.
Yeah. Who would you love to meet? Like, if you could meet an art hero.
An art hero?
Yeah.
Oh God.
This isn't controversial.
Like, no, I know. I'm just thinking of an artist that I'm like interested in. I can't think of anyone off the top of my head.
There's no one because you know what happens with these sorts of things. You ever heard of something going viral?
Yeah.
Like this clip of you saying who you'd like to meet could go viral, and then it could find its way to Oprah or to Rihanna.
So I could meet them.
Or to what's his name? Wade Boggs. You know, that's a former baseball player for the New York Yankees. And you could meet them.
Yeah. So. Anybody?
No, a fine artist.
A fine artist.
I mean, sure, anybody. If you don't actually, you're an artist, but you don't know any of the names of any artists. So,
right.
Yeah. So anyone, but you have 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Who do you want to meet?
I'm a total blank. I can't think of anybody.
Wow, you must be so self-involved.
I really feel that I am, and that's what's so scary about it, where I can't think of anyone who I'm, like, interested.
Yeah, it's not like you're shy right now or something. You just
I can't think of anyone.
Like, if you close your eyes. Mm-hmm. If you close your eyes and you're deep in your mind and you see a face, is the face that you see just your own face?
No. What's weird is the first person who came into my mind who I've met, who's an artist that I liked a lot in college, was Lighty Churchman, who's like a cool painter.
Oh, okay. So maybe you want to meet him again.
Yeah, you know, we didn't get to really talk about anything.
Yeah, well, this time you will. Once this
such a weird person to say.
Lighty Churchman.
That this is the person I want to meet.
Where does Lighty live?
He lives in New York.
Oh, so you follow him closely? You do a little internet stalking?
I did in college, yeah. And then I found out he's like friends with all these people I know now in L.A.
Huh.
Which is cool.
So it seems like it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, remember earlier when you said that the partner that you marry is going to have a weird name?
Yeah.
Lighty, it could be that.
Yeah, it could
be him. In terms of the soundbite that goes viral, I would hope that whoever makes it go viral cuts this other part out of it. You don't want to freak Lighty out, make him think that you're going to marry him
right,
or something. Yeah, you have like, what do you call that? When you have plans to do something, when you have scheme.
A scheme?
No, but you know, when you have... it's like something they use a lot in the 1800s. It's like a turn of phrase. Like when you have
a device?
Nah, fuck it. You don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
But someone listening should like text me right now
and
be like, you have blah on this person. It like means like you have like a scheme or intentions or whatever.
I do.
On Lighty?
Yeah.
Huh.
Been since like 2010.
So 6 years later.
Met him. Didn't really bond.
You didn't bond, but you'd like to get another crack at it.
Yeah.
Who are you, like, you've lived in L.A. now, what, for 18 months, 2 years?
On the 19th of this month, it'll be 2 years.
Congratulations. who do you know what that day would be?
What day?
Of the week.
Oh, no.
Saturday.
It's a Saturday? Why is that your birthday?
No, my birthday is on a Thursday. Okay. There's a calendar behind you that you can't see.
But that's the only reason why you would know what day
of the week it was. So you might want to celebrate your 2-year anniversary act like fucking crazy.
Saturday. It's a weekend.
Baby, gonna have me some fun. That's the part of my car that we're trying to fix first.
The radio?
Ignition coil. Yeah, the ignition coil. Yeah, the radio. No, you know, I could never hear R. Kelly on the radio because my car is so old. It only gets AM radio.
Oh.
So all I get is, I get a lot of a conservative right wing, like, you know, like Rush Limbaugh type shit.
Yeah.
The Patriot, shit like that. And then it's really like a fucking like right wing men's rights like activist wet dream on AM. It's like Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, the Patriot Radio Network, sports news, and then a bunch of like, you know, Chinese, Mexican, Korean, Vietnamese, like foreign sounding shit that it's just like. Foreign shit? Fuck this foreign shit. Oh, yeah, great. Rush is on. Like, oh, cool. Dodgers score. Oh, fucking
right.
More weird foreign shit that I can't, like, understand.
Do you shut it off? Or do you just listen to all of it?
No, I love the right wing. Well, because the movie I'm writing now has to do with, like, right wingers and stuff.
Mm.
So, like, it's actually really good research for me to listen to it.
Yeah.
Let me just, for the record, let me just say I'm wearing a politically incorrect hat. My hat says politically incorrect on it. That's for the record. Everything else that we've talked about here is off the record.
It's off the record.
Well, Vish is a pretty smart guy. I remember when I first became friends with him 4 years ago, he had this app idea called Off the Record, which was like you can talk with people and send them photos and stuff, and then after a minute, they'll disappear. And that is basically what Snapchat is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He never really did anything with it, unlike the Snapchat guy.
Right.
But I distinctly, when I first met him, you know, that was one of the first things he said to me.
He is a witness. But that's all you can say now, is that he had that idea.
Exactly. Really, he should be a great idea. Scam artist, Connor.
Yeah. You were going to ask me a question since I've been in L.A. for 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Who is the person you're happiest you've met?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, tough one. But again, I want you to just celebrate one person. I don't want this to turn into a thing where it's like shade by way of exclusion.
No.
Yeah.
Well, the first person who did come into my head was my friend Nora.
Ugh, but you already talked about her.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't know her before this?
No.
Waggy dogs.
Waggy T.
Waggy T. Okay, who else?
She's been a good friend. Meeting Orion, my roommate Orion Martin, has been cool.
Oh, right, the tall guy?
Yeah. We get along really well.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy. He's still going out with Logan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's good to her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's very tall.
He's great to live with also.
He washes the dishes?
Okay, so we have a dishwasher.
Oh, you do? He always puts them in there, but he doesn't.
Dude. Okay, first of all, he doesn't rinse them off.
Okay. But
second of all, it's like the things don't exist. He just like throws the plate into the dishwasher, so they're just piled up on top of each other and not in
the thing, the ridges.
They're not in those sections. It's like the reason why it exists in the dishwasher.
So you can stack them like properly and shit.
But I'm like, there's Tupperware just like strewn about in the dishwasher.
To be fair, like there are certain things like Tupperware, like other weird shaped things, like a bowl it doesn't fit
right. Dude, like an upside down mug that's like on its side and
right.
Sloshed.
I understand. He doesn't know what he's doing. So in that regard, in terms of a dishwasher, he's a bad dishwasher.
Yeah, I would say
that.
What
makes him a good roommate? Does he just pay for the Wi-Fi?
He's just he's like a mellow person to be around. Also, he like likes me a lot, so I don't have to worry about that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to worry about being annoying first thing in the morning because I like know he wants to talk to me.
Right, that's nice.
Yeah, so he's like,
well, you're a good talker. You know, I'm having a good time talking to you. We're almost at the end of the show.
It flew by.
Well, there's a few more minutes. Usually we have this segment we do at the end of the show, but we're not quite there yet.
Okay, cool.
So is there anything that really crazy on your mind that you want to talk about?
Not so crazy. I did a love spell recently.
Huh. Do you feel weird, like, reappropriating, like, some culture that's not native to you as a white Jewess?
What culture does this spell originate in? I don't even know. And that's what I thought about. But it was a pretty harmless spell. You know, it was
Where
more just a ritual.
It?
I went to my friend Marty, who's, like, a witch.
A man witch or
woman? No, woman. Who we like did a reading, like a tarot reading.
What witch culture is she part of?
I don't know.
She's also a white chick?
Mm-hmm.
Does she, like, speak in a weird patois when she does the witch shit?
No, she just, like,
speaks
has
like herself.
Yeah.
Does she wear, like, a hat?
No.
Does she wear,
she's wearing,
like,
a white blouse.
It was white.
Yeah.
So, it was just, like, Wiccan.
Wiccan.
She's just Wiccan.
Yeah.
She's not voodoo.
Tarot. She's like an astrologer, too. She's It's like, so it's like tarot mixed with
astrology. She drinks a lot of juices, like a lot of these juices that are popular.
Not to my knowledge, but she did make us lavender tea.
Huh.
That was so good, and I got my own after.
Okay, so you went to her, and you said, hey, Marty, like, let's do one of these spells. Does she say to you, know, what are you looking for, or you say, like, I want something?
She's asked what I was looking for, so she could, like, channel it in her.
What were you looking for?
I was saying basically what I want is a buddy. Like, just
you
someone
mean a lover?
A lover, yes, but first and foremost, like, somebody who's, like, in my head.
But isn't Orion your buddy, and isn't, like, Waggy your buddy?
They're my buddies, first of all. They're in relationships. Everyone I know is, like, in a relationship.
So you want
to
be
all
in
have
a
their buddies. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, when you say
just,
buddy,
I just
you
want
mean,
someone
you
to
mean
be close.
Intimate partner.
Intimate partner, yeah.
Okay, so you didn't say buddy to her, did you?
I did.
So, dude, you're going to fucking
I said partner, and I said, like, partner in crime, like, someone who's, like, with me.
You said partner in crime.
Yeah.
So you just basically go to the witch, and you give her your OkCupid profile. She's like, I love to have adventures. I want you to be my partner in crime. Okay, so you said to her, you want your partner in crime. And
yeah.
Then.
And then she was just like, she thought about it, and then she gave me a kit, like a love spell kit.
Wow.
And I had to do all of these things.
Did that cost more than $50? It did? She's like nodding. She's like nodding up and down.
I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
But
she's
I went
she's
through
your friend,
with it.
Kinda?
Yeah, and that's so how she makes
discount?
Money. No, that's like how she makes money, so
right.
I wanted to support her, you know?
That's right.
And with my grant money.
Yeah.
Kinda like
no, it's not more
it
than
friends.
Like $125.
No.
That's fine.
Yeah. The new 50.
Well, yeah. Now that we know that you spent more than 50 on a witch kit.
Yeah.
Okay, so she gave you the kit, and then did you do it in front of her, or you did it at home?
At home. I went to my sister's house because I had to take a bath. And so I was like, well, her house is filled with love. Like, this is a good place to do it. And I, like, lit a candle, wrote down everything I wanted.
The whole time Larry's, like, weird in a robe watching you.
Like, well, he's in a robe somewhere else.
He's like, what the hell are you doing?
And like, eating their dinner, watching a movie.
Yeah.
And I was doing the love spell.
Okay. Can you just recant something or recite something?
I didn't have to say anything.
Oh, it was just
I just had to eat an orange in a bath, which she made these bath salts for me, and I ate an orange slice by slice, and I had to think about, like, how lucky someone would be to be able to be with me.
The way the kit came with the orange, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, she put it all in
she
there.
She had to make it, like the day before or just in front of you she made it?
She made it that day. Uh-huh. Fresh.
What if you had come in and said, like, hey, I really want to get, like, rich. Do you think she would have given you the same kit?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Huh.
She, like, gave me a candle that had, like, cinnamon in it. She gave me an onion plant. I had to, like, plant this onion plant with these
crystals.
So
you think if you said, these crystals. So you said, oh, I want to get rich. You think she would have given you, like, some
like a
plant that didn't smell like cinnamon? Like, you gave me
yeah, it would have been a different thing.
Like a plant that smelled like paprika or something?
Yeah.
Okay, so you did the spell yesterday?
No, this was like 3 weeks ago.
And has it worked?
It has worked. I haven't fallen.
Found someone,
I have not found someone or fallen in love, but many opportunities have come my way, which is interesting. It makes sense, though. It's like, yeah, I'm like thinking about how great I am, so now I'm exuding that confidence, and people gravitate towards that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, yeah, I contacted you to be on the show. So
right, exactly.
Something's happening.
All of these people are contacting me.
I mean,
like,
I did also message like 25 other people before I reached out to you. But I'm sure they all did the spell too.
But it's about saying yes,
yes
to the opportunity.
It is about saying it. I'm
yeah.
really happy that you said that you said
me
yes.
Me too. I would normally say no.
You
I
would?
Say no to things a lot.
No, this is the thing
not
you have
to
say
though.
Yes to. This
I knew that.
Aren't you happy you came on?
I knew I would be.
Okay,
that's why
so
I said
we're
yes.
at the end now, so we're going to play a game, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna say three numbers, and you're going to pick one. This is kind of like a witchy thing we do on the show.
Okay.
This is, I'll say without a doubt, this is the witchiest thing that we do. Okay. Do you know that song, Fleetwood Mac, where she goes like, Gypsy, you know that one?
Can you sing it for me a little bit?
And the gypsy that remains, and no fear, there is no fear,
I'm sure
only love. Wait, you don't know?
No, dude.
You don't know Fleetwood Mac that well? You're
not
too
that
young.
Well.
Like people
no,
in the age of 28.
A lot of people my age
people
know
between the
Fleetwood
ages
Mac.
Of like 28 and like.
Okay.
I would just say it's weird facts, but
okay.
You're not gonna care.
I care.
No, but. That's the part where she goes, so I'm back to the Velvet Underground.
Yeah, I heard that.
Have you ever wondered about that lyric?
No.
You've never really understood. Because right.
I
never
thought
really
about it until
lyric.
Right now.
Yeah. So I always thought that meant like, oh, Stevie, she's cool. She like listens to the Velvet Underground. Like,
yeah.
The band with Nico and Lou Reed and John Cale. But actually, it's just the name of like some stupid like vintage store in San Francisco.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I found out, that she was referring to like a vintage store in San Francisco, not the cool band.
But that vintage store must have been referring to the band.
Maybe.
Vintage store called the Velvet Underground?
You know, but that's like a thing. Like, they sell velvet. They
right,
sell these
totally,
weird dresses in velvet.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway. Okay. Three numbers.
Okay.
17, 11, and 4.
17.
Okay. The most boring one.
No way.
17 weeks from now, so we're looking at a little over 4 months, or maybe exactly 4 months, where would that put us? That would put us in April, May, June, July. So July, mid-July 2016. What is the perfect thing that happens to you on that day?
Oh, cool. I won't be in Los Angeles.
July 2016, you won't be in L.A.?
No.
Where are you going to be?
I don't know. I don't want to be in L.A.
Because it's so hot.
All summer.
All right.
Because it's so hot. I've done it. I could do without it.
Well, this is your moment to visualize and maybe even actualize or begin the process of actualizing where you want
to
be.
I applied to a residency and I want to be in Maine in July.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you want to be?
Yeah.
So, okay, you're there. You're in Maine.
Yeah.
What's happening? That's, like, just awesome. My life is good. What's there at the residency?
I'm looking out. There's greenery everywhere.
Uh-huh.
There's a view. I'm meeting amazing people.
Right. What is an amazing person? Like you just met, like Isabella or, like, Ricardo.
Yeah.
Ricardo.
They're open. They're funny.
They're open. They're funny.
They're smart.
They're easy to talk to.
They're easy to talk to.
Huh.
They're
it's his brother and sister.
Yeah, I love both of them.
Exactly. You've had experiences with women, sexual, intimate experiences, right?
I haven't.
You want to?
Yeah. There's a girl that I have a. She's an. This is love spell. She's another one. This
wow.
girl I have a crush on.
Wow. Well, maybe Isabella in Maine could be your first.
She could be my first.
Yeah.
Yeah, my first love.
And then, what are you making there?
I'm making paintings, but I'm probably writing a lot and like making little books. Not with words, though. Like, more...
Like a zine.
No, not a zine. Like
but without
like handcrafted.
Oh, like a handcrafted zine. Like the zine
fest. Like a huge book. More of like a
sculptural Oh, you said a little book.
Thing. And big and small.
Do you ever remember Alice in Wonderland, where she, like, gets really big and
yeah.
she gets really small?
That might happen to me.
No, I just mean, like, that. The book,
no,
the book made me think of that. Okay, well, you know what? I really hope that happens for you, Marissa.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been really a blast.
Such a blast.
And do you want to say anything to before Eric comes in here? No. It's time, Eric. We got Eric Felix with Strip Mall next.
Oh,
but,
can't wait
but
for
before
that.
We do you have any message you want to say to all the women of the world? Because I'll say,
oh.
I love all the women of the world, and I've gotten so much more from the female gender. than I ever have from a male gender, just in terms of, you know, entertainment and sensitivity and good things.
Yeah, nothing but good things from women, all women.
Any women?
Shout out to all of my female friends.
Huh.
I trust you. I trust you the most. I love my mother. I love my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two females in my family. Huh. All my friends. Most of my friends are girls.
Wow.
I went on a walk with a guy today, though.
Huh.
I talked to a lot of girls over the phone. It was great.
Would you ever buy a spell from a male witch? I believe they call that a warlock.
Depends. I'd have to meet him.
Probably not, right?
I immediately trusted Marty. Probably because she's a woman.
And with that, we leave you. Tune in not next week because I'll be in Austin, Texas. But the week after that, and I'm sure we'll have a wonderful guest. Marissa, once again, thank you so much for coming on the show. This has been Open Up and Bleed, K-Chung Radio. We have Eric the Felix next. Bye!